As President-elect Barack Obama prepares for his new office, Michelle will surely be getting their two daughters, 10-year-old Malia and 7-year-old Sasha, ready for the move of their lifetime.
You get to meet everybody, celebrities of sports and entertainment and business and art and science. And
historian Doug Weed is the author of All the President's Children. He says that although most of those who have grown up in the White House enjoyed it, there is a downside.
The other side is you're in a fishbowl. If you make a mistake, the whole world knows it. Everything is second-guessed and questioned by the public.
For Malia and Sasha, moving into the White House will be an unforgettable experience. And for better or worse, they will always be remembered for their years as presidential children.
A snapshot is taken of the child during the presidency, and the public keeps it forever. So there's something that Sasha and Malia will say, or something that their mother and father will do with them in the next 4 years or 8 years. And they will be remembered for that for the rest of their lives.
Such a gorgeous family. You know, another big decision that the Obamas have to make is where they're going to send their girls to school, which can be controversial. The Carters tried to send Amy to public school. Didn't work out well. Most of them send him to private school. Mm-hmm. So that's what they'll probably do.
You know, I talked to Michelle Obama recently, and
yes,
she didn't answer that question, but we know it's got to be a school that prepares them for the Ivy League, because she did tell me that Malia, the oldest, wants to go to Yale.
Ah, and I bet she will,
yeah,
if that's where she wants to
go. And the little one hasn't thought about college. She said she just wants to sing and dance.
Ah, as a 7-year-old should think.
That's
this
right.
is going to be exciting.